Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, May 4th, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and British Sun Gazette brought attention to runaway enslaved individuals who had been missing for a considerable amount of time. The first notice was placed by Margaret Durrett, who sought help in having one of her enslaved women return to her residence in the Bay after absenting herself for 2 months. This woman was Barbara, also known as Bab, who was described as tall and good-looking. According to the report, Barbara had received a paper dated in February with instructions to look out for an owner, and it was believed that she was still using this paper to facilitate her continued escapade. Ms. Durrett warned that the law strictly prohibited the harboring of the enslaved, and such persons engaged in doing so would be severely punished. Also missing was an enslaved woman named Peggy Phyllis, who had been on the run since January 1st. She was reportedly African-born and could speak very well. She was seemingly quite adept at trade as well, having spent a portion of the year before selling goods for a Mr. Thomas Atkins. It is certainly possible that she had earned some cash for herself in such a manner, which facilitated her lengthy absence from her owner's residence. Mr. Charles Carrington was offering £10 to anyone who could apprehend her. A similar notice, but of a much more serious nature, was placed by Mr. Reynold Alcock. He was seeking the recapture of a black man named Primus of Mount Wilton Plantation. However, in this case, he was asking that Primus be lodged in the jail, for he was the prime suspect in the murder of another black enslaved man. The alleged victim was named Frank and belonged to George Wilson's estate. With this, Mr. Alcock placed a substantial reward of £100 on the return of Primus. He added that he would give £25 to anyone who could also apprehend another enslaved black man by the name of Prince, who was believed to be with the murder accused. These notices, highlighting the most evasive of enslaved individuals, were published in the Barbados Mercury and British Sun Gazette on this day, May 4th, 1816.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.